God's Word is a calming balm. Let's journey together and spend a moment with Father. I'm Linda Goldfarb, and I want to encourage and inspire your walk with the Lord. For more encouragement, please visit lindagoldfarb.com. I'm so glad you're here. Are you familiar with these words? That's it. Enough is enough. Have you experienced a moment of grief, frustration, or sadness where no one can move you to a place of calm with their words or their actions? Perhaps you're a parent whose child has been overwrought with anxiety and stress, and no matter what you do, she will not receive your calming words. Maybe a medical issue has you stymied, and one more word of bad news will put you through the roof. Releasing frustration is a struggle for all of us. And more than ever, we need a calming balm to lower our anxiety before we collapse into depression and despair. So, what is our recourse? We read in Scripture how God's Word brought joy to David. Psalm 94:19 reads, "When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul." God's Word is our calming balm. The Word of God is not a cliche. The Word of God is truth. And oh, my precious friend, truth heals. I love the visual impact of Scripture on the walls of my home so much that I smile every time I read it. And I admit there are times I stare just a bit longer, allowing God's truth to penetrate deep enough to satisfy my frustration. How about you? Are His words on your walls? We all benefit from the reminders of God's love and reassurance that He is faithful. If you're in need of God's calming balm, take a moment to place a sticky note of God's Word on your bathroom mirror, refrigerator, cabinet, door frames, computer screens, or anywhere else you may look throughout the day. God's Word brings joy, and we can rest assured that He is faithful and His promises are true. Let's journey together. I praise You, O Lord. Negativity cannot hold me back from experiencing Your love. As I write Your truth on my walls, doorposts, and sticky notes, I turn my problems over to You. Thank You for loving me. Thank You for providing for me. Thank You for making a way in the wilderness. You are my all in all. Hallelujah. Do not merely listen to the Word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. James 1:22. May Yahweh bless you, keep you, and guide you in all you do. Until next time, this is Linda Goldfarb, and I'm so glad we're on this journey together with Father.